This week, Nelson Mandela spoke of a tragic failure of leadership in Zimbabwe, although he didn't mention Robert Mugabe by name. Nelson Mandela made his remarks in London. The former South African president is being honored there tonight. He's about to turn 90 years old, so they're putting on a concert for him. As The World's Alex Gallifant reports, that's par for the course.
Music has accompanied Nelson Mandela throughout his journey from political prisoner to international statesman. This song from 1984, which is on tonight's set list, helped forge a link between music and the fight against apartheid. It was written by Jerry Dammers of The Specials. He spoke earlier today.
Yeah, well, it's a bit overwhelming, you know, because all I did was write a song. Obviously, a lot of people gave their lives in the struggle against apartheid, so what I did was nothing, but it did have a big effect because it was the right thing at the right time and it helped spread the word around the world.
It did, and concerts did too. Here's Denzel Washington introducing another concert in London, this one in 1990.
Now, 2 years ago, we were here to celebrate Nelson Mandela's 70th birthday. We put our collective hearts and minds together to pray that he would be free, and today, he's free!
Mandela's release from prison was followed in 1994 by his inauguration as South Africa's president. Again, music was front and center.
Excellent! Finally a black president to represent. I know it, so I speak it. I saw it, so I rip it.
When President Mandela visited London in 1996, there was a concert. It made sense, said the South African trumpet player Hugh Masekela.
President Mandela just loves music. He loves to dance. He likes to get down. He's just a get-down president.
Nelson Mandela retired from the presidency in 1999, but the music continued. London staged another concert in 2001 to celebrate 7 years of democracy in South Africa. And 2 years later, Mandela started hosting his own concerts to promote awareness of HIV/AIDS. Last year, music accompanied the unveiling of a statue of the former president in London.
Congratulations, South Africa. You reached democratic elections.
Mandela's contemporary, Robert Mugabe, doesn't get that kind of treatment, at least not outside his own country. It's also hard to find much musical support for the Zimbabwean president these days. Back in the early 80s, stars like Stevie Wonder celebrated Mugabe as Zimbabwe achieved independence. But no longer. Mugabe turned 84 in February. A birthday rally was held in Zimbabwe. As the music played, exiled Zimbabweans protested from a place not too far away, from across the border in South Africa. For The World, I'm Alex Gallifant.